For most college students, summer is the time to go home and relax from a year of hard work. But some students are still in Morgantown, working on a unique project that brings the sciences and arts together. Jessica Hoover created the Community Engaging in Science through Art program, also known as CESTA. She's an assistant professor of chemistry at West Virginia University. Hoover came up with the idea to bring together students from the arts and sciences to create an installation that would live outside WVU's Evansdale campus in Morgantown.
We selected students based on what we thought would be kind of the strength needed for this kind of a program, their ability to really collaborate and communicate well, and their ability to bring really different disparate skill sets to the group.
We could even do that here.
Six students from the arts, chemistry, and engineering disciplines worked for a month to create, build, and install the art piece. CESTA is a four-year research program funded through the National Science Foundation with the intent of students improving the understanding and appreciation between chemists, engineers, and artists. Students were intentionally given an idea that was logistically impossible to carry out. The challenge was to find a way to make it work. They decided to build a molecular sculpture that would represent the artistic side of chemistry. Art student Ernie Williams worked on the project.
The design is based off two different molecules, being a glucose molecule and then a PTC.
PTC stands for phenethylcarbamide.
And the idea is that, you know, glucose represents the taste of sweetness, and PTC is a molecule that tastes bitter.
Williams has an undergraduate degree from WVU and is now a graduate student at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Students were able to apply online. The application was open to all college students, and only the strongest applicants were selected based on their ability to work as a team. There's also an augmented reality aspect to the art installation. Those who have an AR device will be able to see a virtual library of quotes, articles, and anything that has to do with the theme of bittersweet. This is the first year of the CESTA program, and Jessica Hoover says she's really pleased with the way it went.
This group of students has been fantastic, and they have done more and better than we expected them to, because we gave them a very nebulous task.
Hoover hopes for the same results of perfection and diligence from the students during the next 3 years of the program.
It's really cool to see how those skill sets align really well with one another, and how each component or each background of each of these students has been really integral to the project.
Each summer, six different students from the same disciplines will continue to create these science art pieces of their own until the research grant has ended. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Aaliyah Brown in Morgantown.